There is a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradea, Simon Shin Lamed Hay, and the Gemara Masechet Sotah, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, says that the source for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Acharei Adonai Eloheichem Teilechu, that you shall follow in the ways of Hashem your God. And we obviously can't literally, physically follow in Hashem's ways, because Hashem doesn't have a body. And Chazal say what it means is we should emulate the midot, the good characteristics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and amongst those is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick, so we should also visit the sick. And the Gemara explains where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick, with Avraham Avinu. The beginning of Parshat Vayera, that Hashem came to Abraham, and according to Chazal, this was on the third day after his Mila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him and see how he was doing, as it were. The Bahag in the Minyan HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Lamed Vav, he says that the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is actually a Mitzvah Tasei Min HaTorah. The Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchot Evel Halacha Aleph, he says it's a Mitzvah Tasei Min Divrei Sofrim, but it fits into the rubrics of the mitzvah Vahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, that you shall love your fellow like yourself. The Gemara Masechet Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Aleph, says that you're not allowed to be paid to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, and the Rosh there explains this is because it degrades the mitzvah if you take payment for it. So an interesting question comes up. You know, often you'll have a professional visitation people who, it's their jobs to go around doing Bikur Cholim to the various hospitals. Sometimes you'll have people who do it in a voluntary capacity, but sometimes you'll have particularly hospital chaplains in large hospitals, they're paid, to Jewish chaplains as well sometimes. So it's not just a voluntary role. How can that be? So in actual fact, the Gemara there says that if you're sitting, then you can get paid for that. What does that mean? That means you're more than just going in and saying, hello, how are you? That's the minimal Bikur Cholim. But if you're spending more time with the Cholim and expending more effort on it, so then you can get paid for that dimension of the mitzvah. An interesting question comes up, though. What exactly is the definition of a Cholah? A person is staying at home for a couple of days because they've got a heavy cold or think they might have COVID or something like that. So that means to say there's a mitzvah Bikur Cholim. So this isn't discussed explicitly amongst the poskim, but certainly it would seem, you know, the poskim say, well, the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch based on the Ramban in Torah Adam that there are three dimensions to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. One is to, you know, see how the person is and cheer them up. Number two is to see if there's anything that they need doing for them. Number three is to daven for them. So, you know, this is indicating that the person has got more than just an ingrowing toenail or, you know, a heavy cold. And in actual fact, the Maharal of Prague in the Gur Aryeh at the beginning of Parashat Vayera, he says that the definition of a chole is somebody who is a chole kogufo. It's his whole body's ill. And the poskim, I saw in the Chayim Moshe, I say for Chayim Moshe, that it means somebody who needs help and assistance because they're unwell. But if they're just feeling a bit under the weather and they're perfectly capable of looking after themselves at home, so then there's no mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Interesting question which comes up in the Achronim is whether you can fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim just by telephoning the Chole, or perhaps nowadays we'd even just send them a WhatsApp. So Rav Moshe Feinstein addresses this in Igrot Moshe Yoradea, Chelek Aleph Simon Resh Kaf Gimel. Rav Avadia Yosef discusses it in Yechaveh Dat, Chelek Gimel Simon Pei Gimel. And they both say that the Ikar is that you should actively, physically go and visit to the Chole, because if you don't, then you miss out on certain things. You can't help them if you've only just if you've only phoned them. Likewise, even though you can daven if you're not in their presence, if you don't really see how ill they are, then you're not going to daven so fully for them. And therefore, you should do the mitzvah by going in person. Sometimes it'll happen, whatever reason, you can't go in person. So therefore, you can have a partial kiyum of the mitzvah if you call them or write them a letter or something like that. Ad kan.